As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Not how I expected to start my Friday, and the same for Scottie Scheffler. Welcome to the program. Breaking news earlier this morning, Scottie Scheffler going to Valhalla Golf Course in Louisville, Kentucky, and getting ready to start his second round. And he got arrested. We'll have more details on that coming up here in a moment. We'll talk to Drew Brees, former All-Pro quarterback. Marv Albert, 3 years ago today, announced his retirement. The great voice of the Knicks, the NBA. He'll stop by a little bit later on. NBA, the Timberwolves over the Nuggets by a mere 45. That series now tied at 3 games apiece. The New York Rangers advance. Got a busy weekend with the PGA Tour, the Preakness, Knicks and the Pacers coming up tonight. So basketball, hockey, golf all weekend long. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app. Also, radio affiliates around the country, numbering over 400 cities. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by, actually sitting by, taking your phone calls. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program. In this first hour, brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide, full lineup of Yokohama tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. It is a meat Friday, in case you're wondering, and I know you are. What's on the Traegers? Pulled pork sliders and pork belly bourbon baked beans. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. All right, now to the lead story. Scottie Scheffler had a good first round. He's the prohibitive favorite here, even though Xander Schauffele shot a record 62, a record tying 62 in his opening round. He's going to the golf course early this morning, around 3 hours before his tee time. He was supposed to tee off already. There's a rain delay, and now his tee time has been moved back to a little after 10 o'clock. So he was arrested and released. Now, there's certain things that pop up on your phone, and you go, that can't be true. Scottie Scheffler arrested. Scottie Scheffler? And then you see the video, the reporting. Jeff Darlington has done a wonderful job on the mothership, and he was booked with 4 different charges. Now, there was an accident where there was a fatality, and so there was a long line of people trying to get into the golf course. And he's got a courtesy car. It says on the side it's a courtesy car, and usually you let those people go into the golf course. Everybody else is going to be on a shuttle bus. They'll park someplace, usually, you know, a half a mile away, and then shuttle buses will bring the fans in. So Scottie was trying to go in to the golf course, and Jeff Darlington was in the car behind Scottie Scheffler, the ESPN reporter, and he had this to say earlier this morning on SportsCenter.
To be very clear about the details here, Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police officers, placed in the back of a police vehicle in handcuffs after he tried to pull around what he believed to be security, ended up being police officers. They told him to stop. When he didn't stop, the police officer attached himself to the vehicle. Scheffler then traveled another 10 yards before stopping the car. The police officer then grabbed at his arm, attempting to pull him out of the car before Scheffler eventually opened the door, at which point the police officer pulled Scheffler out of the car, pushed him up against the car, and immediately placed him in handcuffs.
He got a mugshot. He's been released. Here are the charges. Assault second degree on a police officer, criminal mischief third degree, reckless driving, disregarding signals from officers directing traffic. Jeff Darlington has done a great job reporting, did say that Scheffler didn't realize it was a police officer. They're in a neon yellow slicker, and he wasn't able to see that he was a police officer. It was dark. It was really early in the morning, before 6 a.m., and there's a long line of traffic. He is trying to go in, and he has the markings on his car that allow him to do that. The officer maybe saw him disregarding what he said to stop. There had been a fatality, and Scotty kept going. And then all of a sudden, the officer attached himself to the car. Scotty stopped. Now, this is according to eyewitnesses. They grab him. They take him out of the car. They handcuff him. They don't even know it's Scotty Scheffler. In fact, Jeff Darlington gets out of his car to tell the officers who he is. They tell Jeff Darlington, get back in his car, and he says, I'm a member of the press. They still don't want him around the situation, and they go, who did we arrest? And he said, this according to eyewitness reports, Scotty Scheffler. So they took Scheffler to jail. Now, if there wasn't a delay due to the rain in Louisville, then he would have missed his tee time. He has to be able to get to the first tee before the players in his group finish their hole. So he will be penalized if that's the case. But he could still, if he gets there late. Now, golf, there's a routine that they have. That's why they get there usually 2.5 to 3 hours in advance. Because they get there, they stretch, they work out, they have breakfast, they get dressed, they go to the practice range. So there's a long, then they go to the putting green, and then they go to the first tee. They usually allow about a three-hour window here. He won't have that luxury at all. But can he get there for his tee time? It's a little after 10 o'clock, so a little bit more than an hour from now. Can he get there? And I don't even know if he'll have time to warm up. I don't know if he'll have time for the routine. And then to go out there and play golf after you've been arrested. And we know this is a mental game. But to go out there after you've been in handcuffs, in a police car, you've been booked, you got a mugshot. He even has the jail orange, the jumpsuit on. So this is a serious situation. Obviously, somebody lost their life earlier this morning. That created the long delay. Then you had the weather. And Scotty Scheffler, now can he get to the golf course in time for his second round? Yeah, Paulie.
I have a couple updates. Jason Sobel of SiriusXM Golf said Scheffler's tee time was changed from 8:28 to 10:08 a.m. under Rule 5.3. The committee decides that exceptional circumstances preventing you from starting on time. So it appears they gave him a little wiggle room beyond the weather to start later. And this is from golf.com about half an hour ago. Scotty Scheffler has been released from the jail and will be at Valhalla in 15 minutes. That was at 8:40 a.m. local time.
Okay. So he's going to get there, and he'll have an hour to get ready. But you can't change his tee time without changing the tee time of the other players who are going to play with him.
That we're trying to figure out, but there seems to be an exception.
I don't know how that works, because the other two golfers playing with him, then you're changing their tee time as well. And I know, number one player in the world, you want to accommodate him, but you know this goes back to what leagues can do and not do. Go back to what happened with the Phoenix Suns, San Antonio Spurs many, many years ago when Amari Stoudemire got off the bench, didn't fight anybody with San Antonio, but he was suspended and the commissioner was not hearing anything. He was like, no, he broke a rule and that's it. I don't know if you go out of your way to accommodate Scottie Scheffler, but if there is an exception rule and you're able to accommodate him, I'd like to know what happens with the other golfers who are playing with him.
It does appear that his group, Wyndham Clark and and Brian Harman, are all moved to 10:08 a.m.
Okay.
And it appears the whole group has been moved to that time.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on this and let you know if he gets there. I'm assuming he will get there. Now, how did they accommodate him this time around? Does he get a police escort from the police department, the jail, to get to the golf course? And I would have somebody else drive him, but I'm assuming he'll be there and he'll be able to play. You know, he doesn't make headlines. He didn't say anything. He's pretty sedate. And all of a sudden, of all the people, if I said a golfer got arrested this morning, you wouldn't have said Scottie Scheffler if I gave you 100 guesses. But here he is, arrested, mugshot, 4 charges, and now he heads to the golf course trying to win another major. Degree of difficulty. I know Tiger's done some incredible things, but degree of difficulty? Out of a jail cell, out of a jumpsuit, onto the first tee. And can you imagine how the crowd is going to respond to him? They will be all over in his corner, cheering for Scottie Scheffler. He's one of us. He got in trouble. Jail to the first tee. Wow, what a morning. How do you get your head straight? So he just, yesterday, his second shot, the second shot he's had since his wife had their baby. He has an eagle. He holds out from 170 yards out. And you're like, all right, welcome to fatherhood here. It's going to be great. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to get there today. You're going to rush. How many balls are you going to be able to hit on the range? Do you go to the putting green? You got to get ready. Mentally, you got to get ready. And ladies and gentlemen, Scottie Scheffler, that crowd's going to go crazy. Wow, what a day. What a day, and it's just after 9 o'clock.
Oh, man.
What a day. Scottie Scheffler has just arrived, I believe, at the golf course.
Thug life.
Just arrived at the golf course. He's got a little less than an hour to get ready. He's getting out of his car. Oh, boy. Yeah, he's going in the clubhouse, going to get ready. That is going to be quick.
Big house to the clubhouse.
Yes. Yes. All right, Seton. Remember, it was Scottie versus the field.
Scottie, literally.
Okay, I'm wondering if DraftKings has updated odds here.
He took on that whole field of police.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm getting through.
Xander Schauffele is the big favorite. Then it's Scottie Scheffler and Rory. Followed by Brooks Koepka and Colin Morikawa. We'll see if DraftKings has an updated odds sheet here for Scottie Scheffler. All right, what's poll question today?
What a world. What a world. Well, do you want to shift over to the Nuggets out of night?
Oh, my God. You know, I've been ripping the Pacers for not showing up, but they haven't accomplished anything. Last night watching the Nuggets, and you didn't have to last. I watched for less than half the first quarter. And I go, no, I'm done. I started watching hockey. I'm like, ball game. I'm not watching this. They lost. This is the worst loss ever in the history of the NBA by a defending champ in the playoffs.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
It's weird. When you have one of these losses, you go, oh my God, how's this team recover? I still expect the Nuggets to win Game 7, even though they lost by 45. But give credit to Minnesota, because Minnesota did what they were supposed to do, and they blew them out. I don't know if this affects Denver, unless Jamal Murray's not 100%. But I will go back. Let's say Denver wins the title. You have to go back to one decision that was made, and Jamal Murray was not suspended for Game 3. And I think that changed the series. Now, Minnesota may win this in seven. I started this series by saying I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And here we are with a game seven. And Anthony Edwards did say that he was going to be back for a game seven.
Did you really tell the locker room staffer in Denver you were going to be back for
games? Hell yeah. They know y'all was in there. Yeah, I told them. I said, I'll see y'all for game seven.
I don't care if the Timberwolves advance. I want Anthony Edwards to advance. And if I've got ESPN or TNT, I bring in Anthony Edwards. If they bow out, I would have him in studio. I'd definitely try to take advantage of that young voice, that energy, and have him in there. It'll be a crowded set. They got Draymond Green in there, but I would have Anthony Edwards. Okay, so we'll get to phone calls coming up, and we'll settle on a poll question. Or did we settle on a poll question there, Seton?
Well, we're going to go with something along the line. Well, actually, Todd suggested one. Oh. About after losing by 45 points in Game 6, the defending champion Nuggets will... basically putting it on Game 7.
All right. First Game 7 they've had since 2020 Western Conference semis when they beat the Clippers. Yeah, I still expect them to win. I haven't seen the odds. The Knicks are getting 6 tonight against the Pacers. I've got the Timberwolves getting 5 on Sunday. So the Nuggets are favored by 5. OKC is getting 4 against the Mavericks on Saturday. But Jalen Brunson and the Knicks are getting 6 tonight against the Pacers. Anything else, Seton?
Yeah, we got lots of them, Dan, but why don't we break?
Okay. We're going to break. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just waking up on the West Coast, and I say, guess who got arrested this morning? You probably wouldn't guess if I gave you 100 guesses. 1,000 guesses. Scottie Scheffler. He was just going to the golf course, and it was early this morning, and police were telling him to stop. He didn't stop. He had a courtesy vehicle. Usually they let the players go in, and he didn't realize that the security officer was a police officer. It was dark. It was raining. There had been an accident, had been a fatality. So the police officer is doing his job. Scottie Scheffler thought he was doing his job by being able to go into the golf course. Assault, second degree. Criminal mischief, third degree. Reckless driving, disregarding signals from officers directing traffic. Went to jail, had the jumpsuit on, mugshot. And now he's headed to the range, and he's going to tee off in less than an hour. How do you wrap your head around that if you're Scottie Scheffler? Well, he could have been DQ'd. There was a weather delay, and they pushed his tee time back to around 10:08. So we'll keep an eye on that, and I'm really curious. The gallery is going to envelop him. They're going to be cheering him on every step of the way, I can imagine. Seton, what's do you have another poll question for me for the first hour?
Better excuse to miss your round. Getting arrested, having a child.
Wow. Well, his wife had the baby.
Congratulations.
Finally. And, yeah, he took some time off and then came back. And his second shot, he holed out from the fairway for an eagle. Might be a little different sledding today. But the weather is, it's overcast. It was raining hard all night long. No lift clean in place, if you're a golf fan, understanding that. But it is clearing up, looking better. But waiting for Scottie Scheffler to come out of the clubhouse and head to the range. Okay, a couple of phone calls here. This sounds like, now there's going to be Happy Gilmore too. Now it's official. Sandman made it official. Netflix made it official. There'll be Happy Gilmore 2. If you remember The Longest Yard, the remake of The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, Sandman gets arrested in the beginning of the movie. I'm one of the police officers who arrest him. Then he goes to prison. This could be the opening of Happy Gilmore 2, where Happy gets arrested going to the golf course. Like, it's one of those where you go, how did it happen? And the miscommunication. And you look, I don't want to speculate, and I'm taught not to speculate in a situation like that, and I'm not going to start now. But you're just basing this off eyewitnesses. Bob Wischusen, who is a announcer for the mothership, also an eyewitness, was wonderful this morning on SportsCenter. Jeff Darlington was a witness on SportsCenter, just taking the information they're giving me and being careful not to speculate here on who was in the right, who was in the wrong. Police officers, maybe they didn't realize that this was anybody special. We told you to stop. You didn't stop. They go up, then they grab him, take him out of the car, forcibly take him out of the car, handcuff him, put him in the back seat. And you're watching this, and Scottie Scheffler is got this look on his face like, am I still asleep? How is this happening? I got handcuffs on. And he even says to Jeff Darlington, hey, I need you to help me here. And I'm guessing these officers are not thinking, hey, I know who that is. Oh, that's Rory. Or that's Tiger or Phil or whoever it might be. Scottie Scheffler doesn't really stand out where you go, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Scheffler. But the police officers doing their job, given, you know, that there was a fatality there. And I'm sure you're on high alert. It's dark. It's rainy. The traffic is less than a mile backed up. And this guy's not listening to you as he tries to go in. But these courtesy cars, they have a huge sign on both doors where it'll say courtesy of, you know, Jimmy Lipper Cadillac. You get to drive that during the week. They get publicity, but it also lets the security officials know that's a golfer or that's an official or that could be a golfer in a caddy. And miscommunication. And I've played the golf course. I remember going into that entrance. I don't know if there's another entrance for people to go in. And usually what happens with these major tournaments, they have shuttle buses that bring you back and forth. You park in a field half a mile away, then they bring you in. That might be the only way in and out for everybody who's driving to get in. They have just started play, so that's they're a little bit later than what they thought they were going to be, I believe. But about 15 minutes ago, they started playing golf. Scottie Scheffler is, I believe, on the practice range, and he's got about a half hour to kind of gather and grab something to eat and hit a couple of shots, go to the putting green, and head out to the first tee. All right, some phone calls in here. Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind?
Nobody. Dan, Nuggets going down by 45 points. I mean, that's crazy, man. I mean, I'd rather watch hockey, Dan. Shout out to Seton. But I do bet the Nuggets, Dan. I bet you they win by double digits in Game 7. That's just the way the NBA goes nowadays. But, DP, let's address the elephant in the room. I mean, Scottie Scheffler definitely moving into Tiger Woods territory, Dan. I mean, that was the first thing I thought about when I saw that this morning was Tiger's infamous mugshot and the whole saga that followed, man. I mean, that's just that's not
good. How many number one players in the world have mugshots? You see, you got Tiger and you got Scottie. John Daly wasn't number one in the world. Anybody else, Seton? Number one players in the world with a mugshot?
I'm going through the list right now, but it's a select community.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
People are having a lot of fun with the juxtaposing the picture of Scottie in the orange jumpsuit with a picture of him in a green jacket or that plaid jacket he won a couple weeks ago in the tournament. The many looks of Scottie Scheffler.
Dan in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I just left the facility there a few hours ago. I was there since Monday. All I really want to clearly say, that entrance is, Dan, is the main entrance okay. that you go in. But that is closed off to VIP people, players only, high-level people, and then there's a totally separate entrance for where the public is going in. So that all I want to say is that street has been blocked by police all week long. There's no way in hell he did not know those were not policemen. I'm a big golf fan. All I'm going to say is that they won't even let you walk down that street, because I physically tried, because it was an easier way to leave the golf course yesterday. But they wouldn't even let you walk. You have to have certain credentials or you don't even get down that street.
So. And I appreciate that, Dan, but here would be my question with that. If they blocked it off, the only people who can get down there are VIPs, golfers, officials, caddies, then why would the police be surprised that somebody was trying to go into the golf course who wasn't supposed to be? That you already know that it's somebody. They have a courtesy car. They have a placard on the side that says it's a courtesy car. Now, it's not that they have a sheet that has pictures of everybody coming in. It's raining. It's dark. There's been a fatality. So I think it's easy to say, what were the police thinking? You got to be fair to them in this situation as well. And that is, they're trying to direct traffic, fatality early in the morning, rain, and you have a major golf tournament, and you got to get everybody in there. Yes, Pauling.
I actually have an update. You mentioned John Daly.
Yeah.
20 minutes ago, he withdrew from the 2024 PGA Championship due to a thumb injury.
Oh, I just saw him take a picture with Tiger Woods the other day.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see JD out there. Yes, Eaton.
Doug Gottlieb checking in.
Yeah.
On this story with, as DP Show would say, you can't stop him. You can only hope to detain him.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Nice job, Coach.
That's Coach Gottlieb.
Oh, my apologies, Coach.
Yes.
My apologies.
Not the Duggernaut.
Yeah, the Duggernaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach Duggernaut.
Coach.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to detain him. Let's go.
Do we have our Scotty Scheffler t-shirt?
You can't stop him. You can only hope to detain him.
And it's orange.
Wow.
Orange. Maybe the silhouette is orange.
Wow.
Let me see. What else do we have here? Jason in Florida. Jason, good morning. What is on your mind today?
Danny boy, I would like to know, who do you think is the greatest NFL head coach right now? Is it McDermott, McDaniels, McCarthy, or McVay?
I think I'm going to talk about the Dolphins backfield.
That is a lot of Mick coaches.
Yes,
though.
I know. Well, I think Jason had an Irish accent there.
Yeah.
Danny. Andrew in Washington. Good morning, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Meat Friday. Real quick, before I get to the stat that I think defines the series between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, I do want to take a chance as probably the only Carolina Panthers fan that regularly calls the show to apologize to the country of Germany for sending our early stages of rebuild team to represent the NFL. Just put it out there. But I do see that the stat of the day has to do with the three-point shooting that Denver has had. So in Denver's three wins versus the Timberwolves, they have shot 46.8% from three-point range. Now, in their three losses, they have only shot 29.9%. So I think you're right. When they put the offense through Jokic and he can pick and pop out to the three-point line, they do a lot better job than just coming down, going through their motion offense and trying to get a shot off. So I think if they shoot over 45%, they'll win. If they shoot under, they'll lose.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. That's Andrew's stat of the day. Scotty Scheffler approaching the driving range. You know, he's getting dapped from guys like, yeah. Okay. Are you more interested in how he plays or what his press conference after how he plays sounds?
Man. He's got the tailor-made umbrella fronting the product.
Yeah. Now, sometimes they do those on-course interviews. I wonder if they're able to say to Scotty, hey, could we talk to you on one hole here? But I'd be interested to hear what that's going to sound like afterwards as he recaps his day. Yes, Marvin.
Maybe we should have a shirt that says Putt Life with Scheffler in the jumpsuit.
Like P-U-T-T?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, all right. You can't stop him. You can only hope to detain him. Sounds a little
better. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? There's no such thing as a bad idea. They're just ideas. Let's throw them out there, Marvin. We're encouraging you.
Well, it is.
Mine wasn't a bad idea. I'm standing on that. Yeah. No.
Keep throwing them out there.
Marvin's not lasting long today.
Relegated.
Oh, that's not nice to say.
No. Per usual, you're not lasting long. Marvin has to go to the dentist. So he's. Are you vacating the seat here coming up in a matter of a couple of minutes?
I am. Okay. Yes, in about 4 minutes.
Now, surgery or procedure?
Getting my wisdom teeth pulled.
Okay.
So I guess that's surgery.
Okay. They're going to put you under.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
With wisdom teeth, is it anesthesia where you're kind of out, or do they shoot up the area and you're kind of aware? I've never had it done.
Marvin, do you know what's going on? Did they tell you?
Yeah, they said you have the option. They can put you under, or they can just numb you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, new poll question. Better excuse to miss work, getting arrested, having a child, wisdom teeth.
Would you rather get arrested or get your wisdom teeth out?
Oh.
Wisdom teeth.
Yeah, wisdom teeth.
Less expensive, less embarrassing. Less expensive,
potentially,
for sure.
Less painful.
Yeah. Ryan in Indiana. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Dan Etz, 5'11", muscle resting, 225. I'm a follow-up caller to my wife from yesterday.
Jenna?
She thought... She couldn't even wait for me to discover it on my own. She thought she was so funny. She came down yesterday afternoon in my office and said, "Oh, you have to watch this caller on Dan Patrick. They were hilarious." And she was so giddy about it, the little rascal.
She got a hole-in-one. You've never had a hole-in-one. You play golf all the time. She just picked it up a few years ago, if I'm recalling the conversation we had.
You are correct. Okay. You are correct. She's been playing she plays way more than me, but she's only been playing 8 years. You know, I introduce her to the Dan Patrick and the Danettes. I introduce her to golf, and she calls in before me. She gets a hole-in-one before me. You know, I'm a member of the Dead Dads Club, two-time member of Dead Dog, and maybe soon to be a member of the Divorced Dad Club.
Well, Ryan, I think she emasculated you a little bit yesterday, but, you know, we had your back, just letting you know.
Appreciated it. That's what I told her, you guys had my back with the sarcasm. Fritzy jumped in with the, you know, oh, she comes on national radio, and, you know, I appreciated it, the support from you guys, and I heard it from lots of people yesterday.
Well, we're in your corner there, Ryan. Yes, Seton.
Getting a hole-in-one is very similar to filling out brackets for the NCAA tournament. If you're somebody who plays a lot of golf, it was skill. If you're somebody who barely plays, it was luck. Just like the NCAA tournament, nobody wants to admit that it's really just all luck. It's like, no. When I did it, no, you know, I knew that the guard play was going to be good, but then when it's like my wife does it, it's like, yeah, but what the hell does she know anyway? This is stupid. That's why we all got it wrong.
Fritchie just sent me this. If... you're anxious about the wisdom teeth removal procedure, your dentist or surgeon may give you a sedative to help you relax. This will be an injection into your arm. General anesthesia, rarely needed for wisdom tooth removal. It's only occasionally used when the procedure is carried out in a hospital. Yes, Eden?
There are a lot of videos on the internet of people coming out of that anesthesia that are usually hilarious.
I've seen
those. That's usually like the brain is just spilling thoughts out of it. Like, whoa, what's going on here?
Todd, didn't you have your wisdom teeth out?
I did. I don't remember being completely out. I think they numb the area, and then you end up obviously talking funny. That's the more hilarious thing, because my kids had it done recently, and you know, they got cotton in their mouth, and they can't feel their lips or their tongue, and they're drooling, trying to drink or eat applesauce, and they're kind of like, they just got it like punched in the face.
Do they slur their S's?
Not as bad as me after that procedure, but they did slur a little bit. A lot of drool.
How about we take a break here? Marvin, are you leaving?
I am. Have a good Friday, guys.
Wow.
Ever since I was a tiny boy. Somebody
soft.
Huh?
Yeah.
Charmin.
Yeah. Soft.
Sorry, guys.
Dang.
It's the only day they could do it.
Yeah, but your dentist is a fan of the show. Why couldn't your dentist is interrupting the nation?
He doesn't do weekends.
But does he afternoons?
So 12 was the earliest.
Okay.
And then they moved it up. You want to talk to him?
If you get him on the phone, I would say, Doc, you said you're a fan of the show, and now you're going to, you know, interrupt the show.
I'll talk to him.
I'm disappointed.
Forgive me.
What time?
Yeah, the priority is pulled pork sliders for Marvin to enjoy, and then a little later, after he gets to digest that, then you could get the wisdom teeth.
Then you get pulled teeth.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
Pulled pork, pulled teeth.
You saved me again.
How about I'm going to take a break here? Our play of the day is up next, and we say goodbye to Marvin. Bye, Marvin. See you. Good luck. We're all counting on you. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Better look like I got it.
Check this out.
Rangers double in here. Rapper, they score! They score! The Rangers lead it 4-3.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Chris Kreider with a hat trick. He has scored 3 consecutive goals.
That's courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network. Chris Kreider. Third goal of the game, and the Rangers say goodbye to the Hurricanes. They advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafedan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe. We'll talk to Drew Brees. He'll join us coming up next hour. The great voice of the NBA Hall of Famer, Marv Albert. I believe 3 years ago today announced his retirement. So we'll talk to him as well. I mentioned that what happened with Scottie Scheffler sounds like that would be the opening to Happy Gilmore 2. I know that Marvin had a plot that he wanted. Oh, Marvin just left. We didn't even get to hear his plot.
Oh, no.
So Marvin is going to the dentist. Paulie, do you have a plot line, storyline for Happy Gilmore 2?
I do. I'll try to make it as quick as I can. So here it is. You ready?
Take your time.
Okay. You judge it. Okay. Happy Gilmore is retired, former hockey player, former golfer, living quietly in Minnesota, out of the spotlight. The Ryder Cup is being held in Minnesota at Hazeltine, that great golf course. Mm-hmm. Shooter McGavin is the captain of the USA Ryder Cup team, retired, but he's the guy who picks the team. Okay. Sacha Baron Cohen is the plays the character who runs the European team.
Ooh.
During the first day of play, the best player for USA, one of the best players, gets injured.
No, I thought you were going to say arrested.
No. Well, you know what? Let's spice it up.
Okay.
The top player for USA gets injured. The USA's chances are in shambles. As he's being led to the medical tent, the injured player, Tiger Woods, one of the co-captains of Team USA, who plays himself, mm-hmm. sees Happy Gilmore amongst the patrons in the crowd. In the medical tent, Tiger tells Shooter McGavin, the captain, to bring in Happy Gilmore to fill in on the team. Now, we're going to ignore the fact that there's lots of rules and bylaws that wouldn't allow this to happen.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have qualified.
Right.
Ryder Cup points.
We'll find a way. The European captain, Sacha Baron Cohen's character, doesn't protest. Who is this has-been? I've never heard of him. And thinks it's funny. Happy Gilmore makes the team, partners with Tiger Woods. Hilarity ensues, and we all know how it ends.
And then he partners with Shooter McGavin.
Yes.
That his former rival.
Correct.
Okay. And then, but there has to be a female.
Love interest, sure.
Love interest.
You know, Amy Adams probably. We went in the big event. Sacha Baron Cohen's the bad guy. Tiger Woods, big appearance by him.
Mm-hmm. Me.
Yes, you could be in it.
No, I'm in it. I'm already told I'm in it.
But this is the first 20 minutes of Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay. All right, I'll pass that on to Sandman.
I feel good about it.
Yeah. All right. Pass it on to Sandman.
Now you get a writer's credit. Just saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did Top Gun, too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, you
pretty
called that one.
That.
Yes. Yes, you guys nailed Top Gun, too. A couple of phone calls in here.
This is essentially golf's version of Top Gun, too.
It is?
Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh.
Sure. All-time classic being remade, modern day, saving the movie industry.
Very delayed sequel.
Is Adam Sandler saving comedy with this movie?
I don't know if he's going to save cinema like Tom Cruise did. He saved movie going. Harry in Rochester. Hi, Harry.
Hi, Dan. I just want to let you know that I will never, ever call in again and give Fritchie any kind of love for being picked on because Tyler hasn't answered my phone call since November 3rd of 2022. So, Fritzy, when you get picked on, take it personal.
Thank you, Harry.
It's good because we've had that counter running.
Yes. I can't believe Harry got through. I told Tyler, whatever you do, Harry in Rochester can't get through. That was quite a streak we had. Marvin has left the building. Look, this happened to Wally Pipp, and then Lou Gehrig took over. I could bring Dylan out of the graphics department, put him back there in Seton's chair.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I could probably do graphics from back there, too, really.
It's weird seeing Seton in the front row again. So now you can say, suck it back row, Seton.
I can give Todd condescending looks over my shoulder, just like the good old days.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
Yeah. Jeff in Ohio. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 6'2", a fluffy 240. I find it a little bit ironic that Rich Country Club Scotty Scheffler, also white, gets arrested, accused of assaulting an officer, and we are doing everything in our power to make sure he can play golf today. I don't think that would be the same case if this was a black NBA or NFL player. I will hang up and listen to the conversation.
Yeah, I let's not make this about race today. You know, this is a situation, it happened. Let's see how all of this plays out. I'd love to hear his side of this, but yeah, if Tiger was pulled over, I'm assuming the officer would have recognized Tiger Woods, and maybe it would have been a different scenario here. Scottie Scheffler didn't know who he was even arresting here, but PGA Tour is going to accommodate him the best. I mean, he did get bailed out. He still got these charges. He got arrested. So if you can pay your bail, then you get out. He's going to get out in time to be able to play golf today. So he's doing what he was not treated like a normal, or he was treated like a normal citizen today. He wasn't treated like the number one player in the world. And he got a mugshot and he got a jumpsuit as well. So I don't know if there's really special treatment. The golf, this round was delayed due to the weather. Now, did they push it back a little bit more to accommodate? Yeah, probably so. But he got a mugshot. He's in his jumpsuit. And had to get bailed out and then get over here, and he's going to play golf a little more than an hour from when he arrived there. That doesn't seem like it's special treatment. All right, hour two coming up. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll hear from Nikola Jokic, the Joker. And Scotty Scheffler has a statement that we'll read to you that was just released, so I hope. Get to that as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Meet Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.